Need a new set of optics? For more than a decade, Riton Optics has been providing optic solutions for hunters and shooters of all types and disciplines. Check out their Primal line for those products geared more towards us hunters. From binoculars and spotting scopes to your basic 3-9 scopes and longer range crossover models, the Primal line from Riton was made for hunters. Learn more at RitonOptics.com. That's Riton, R-I-T-O-N, Optics.com.
This is the OKest Hunter Podcast. Never pass on shooter bucks, if that's just me, the freezer. It's your tag, you hunt how you want. This is OKest Hunter.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the OKest Hunter Podcast, coming at you from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, out of the OKest Hunter Podcast Studio, brought to you by none other than our premier sponsor, Spartan Forge. All right, I just had to jam out there for a second. Anyway, Spartan Forge, for those that don't know, is the premier deer movement predictability app that exists on the App Store, whether that's iOS or Android, and their satellite and UAV imagery is above all else right now. More features being added continuously. They're also working on a web app, so you can do this stuff from your computer as well. It's pretty fantastic. I just got a message from Bill. I think it was this morning. I don't really know what day it is or what time it is. But it sounds like he'll be coming to Foam Fest.
Sweet.
So that'll be a great one.
So you better iron that out tonight.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute.
No pressure.
Yeah, and so speaking of Foam Fest, like, you're going to be able to win a membership to Spartan Forge for the year. We're going to have some things that we're going to do some giveaways. They're going to be one of the things we're doing giveaways for. And by the way, if you want to save on their subscription, you can use code OHP for 25% off. Good luck finding 20% off, 25% off anywhere else for those guys. It's only like a handful of us. So I'm really proud of that. Yeah, the chosen ones, the okayest ones. Vector Custom Shop, good friends of ours, use code OHP for 10% off. They have like the new ZMR. They got the HMR2.
HMR2 phased out the HMR. So
thank you. Right. Yep. So it did fully. The HMRs were sunsetted. And then on the sunrise, then, if you will.
Both of which, the HMR2 and the ZMR, we saw at the course.
You're right.
Back Country Hunters and Anglers.
That was Ben and
Mike.
Mike and Jonah.
Mike and Jonah. Okay.
Yeah, we met those guys on the course. Yep. They had a quiver full of Vector Custom Shop arrows, and it was like a, hey, how do you like the arrows?
Lots of story
and,
shared then at the
course. Good.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Whatever. So, like, there's going to be a giveaway for Vector Custom Shop arrows. Latitude Outdoors is our sponsor. OHP for 20% off on accessories. And the classic saddle. Actually, I think it's 25% off if you use OHP. Plunk it in there, see what happens. Go spend your money on the people that support us. We're all pretty okay. And then Go Wild, such good friends of those folks over there. What a positive community they put together. You can shop for a lot of brands you know, like, and trust and love over there. You can join different, what's called a trail mix. You can find other people nearby that are interested in what you're interested in. So it's a pretty great platform.
That's really neat.
And if you do find something you want to buy over there, you can use code OHP. You've guessed it, OHP, for 10% off. And cheers for drinking Drop Time Spirits. At least Derek and I are. Greg, I don't know, what you just rolled in here like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, man. It's what happens when you get stuck in Milwaukee traffic.
Mm-hmm. MKE to the Ocon.
It's wonderful.
You did make it here. Don't worry, we're all just on like some other level. And, you know, real quick, what the fuck is the word I want to use here? Diverge? Or like something? We were all at an event together this past weekend.
We were.
Derek got to speak on how he goes about killing and hunting mature whitetails in big wide open woods, which the vastness of those woods make it feel freaking impossible. So thanks for distilling that.
It's a lot when you start. Yeah. As you know.
Pretty potent presentation you put together there.
Well, thank you.
Distilled really well. Greg? I got a really good shot of you eating Cheetos.
Yeah, you did.
That made it.
Yeah, that totally made it all over the place. I'm like, seriously, of all things, to me feeding my fat face.
I was swiping through junk food. Their post. Yeah, I was like, oh, photo. I was like, hey, Greg found the Cheetos.
Yes, he did.
I had to. No, it was good. I mean, we made some good friends. We talked to a lot of people. We ate some good venison heart, which I don't think I've actually had before.
I had never had it.
So really,
that was excellent.
Yeah, that was
Heart is good. Just like anything else, it's got to be cooked right. If it's overcooked, not good.
Yeah, John Stelflew hooked us up with some two different meals off the back of his tailgate.
Well, if you count the brats, it's three. But
I didn't get to eat the brats.
Yeah, he
some
took care of us with the venison.
Took all the brats.
You were never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
That was busy. That was busy. Like. Oh, you want to buy a hat? Oh, okay. I'm going to go over here. Oh, you want to buy a hat? Okay, I'm going to go over here. Like, I just couldn't step away for a minute there.
You get a hat. Yeah, you get a hat.
Back to the heart thing real quick. The way he did it, he fried it up with flour in the frying pan, right?
Yep.
And he had it cut real thin. And Cole, one of the guys who was there that I was shooting with, said somewhat similar to like the texture of calamari. Which I thought was a really good way to explain
it. It is.
Because it was definitely a little bit different. But I liked it.
It tastes better than calamari.
It does.
Though. And calamari is good.
Yeah.
If you're into it.
But that was excellent.
That's, deer heart, dusted in flour, fried in a little oil. Good stuff.
John had his pulled venison there.
Pulled venison, too. I had two of those. I had a little bit of heartburn in it.
A little bit.
But we do have guests with us, so I'm going to bring them on. We're talking with Ben and DA from Bow Hunting League. What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on? What's going on?
Howdy.
So before we got rolling with recording, you were going like 100 miles an hour bouncing around in your pickup cab.
You're alive. Hey, he's alive.
We're good to go. Everything's good.
And Ben, you just got back from the Mobile Hunting Expo.
Yep. Look at here. It's a really nice shirt.
We had you guys on, I don't know, like a year-ish ago or something. And, a lot has happened since then for all of us. But I wanted to, really just get you guys back on to, like, promote what you're doing to our small corner of the world. But also, like, hear more about it. It's really exciting to see other people that are, moonlighting and trying to start something in addition to all the other shit they have going on. It's not easy to do this stuff on the side. So, and you've done just a sensational job of growing what seems to be, correct me if I'm wrong, the largest bow hunting tournament in the country.
Yep.
That's a fact. So you guys actually got to win grind. This time last year, from like Afghanistan, we won't talk
DA,
about
we're it. Getting every other, we're getting like every other word. Any chance... We could try without the Bluetooth headphones and see if that does the trick. I wonder if there's just like a lag for Bluetooth, unless now it might echo. It might suck. We'll see. Sorry, man.
Sounds
good. Are you getting me through there still?
I've got you. Yep.
Good. And I'm not echoing. Okay, I think that'll work. All right, so you were talking about the grind, and then it was like Afghanistan, and then some other words.
we're talking about doing this stuff on like this time last year. I was working the league with on like the back of helicopters, and trying to keep everyone happy. Here, it's like okay, we got a podcast, and it's a good thing we learned invasive. Driving along the way because here I am in one piece. They're too late, so yeah.
Dang, man, that's crazy.
How do you navigate literally being on the back of a or like in the cab of a chopper trying to do this stuff? Ben, what are you doing to this guy, man? Can't you find any other people that are like
not in the face of danger?
He told me he had all these plans early season, he drew a really good tag, real good muley tag. He was supposed to come to Tennessee and do the velvet hunt. And, we were talking back and forth, and he said, oh, man, I'm getting deployed. And I was like, dang, that sucks. But, it's part of his job, and you know, he went out there and stuff, and he worked at really weird hours. You know, he would send me messages at like real weird times, like 2 a.m. and stuff. So, hey, I got this done. This is rolling out. Heads up. And I could see him getting on activity and stuff. And I don't know if it was a good distraction for him or not. But it definitely worked out, and he got back in one piece, and we're happy with that.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's what's you guys understand this too. Like, you're the people who want to, whether it's, you know, it's with the league, like, you want to take care of them no matter what. And last year was such a great year. We had a finer. We had almost 75,000. What was it, Ben? 104 for the Bucks that, you know, entered.
Ben is frozen here, Ben.
So sorry, I was actually texting DA. I'm having a hard time hearing him. So to recap from last year, we had 75,000 inches of antler entered. We had like over 540 bucks registered. It was definitely a banner year for us. I mean, we grew by 50% as far as engagement for that compared to the year before that. So, I mean, it's, you know, when you can grow by 50% in engagement, I mean, you're doing something right. We gave, you know, gave out over $50,000 in prizes last year. So pretty successful year in our opinion, you know.
I would say
everything worked out.
Yeah, that's really how are you measuring that? Like, the fact that you're even measuring it is, I think, a big deal. Like, not everyone is measuring something where they could even say that they're doing 50%, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we base it like 100% off of our just off our inches submitted, just because everything else is, you know, we can't control anything else. We can't control the number of teams that sign up. We can't control the size of our Facebook group. You know, we don't know how many are real people, how many are bots. We don't, you know, you don't know any of that stuff. So we look at the actual inches submitted and the number of bucks submitted, and we're able to track that and just follow our growth that way. but it was a banner year for sure. And, you know, the way we're trending right now, it's looking like it's going to be another one. One thing we're noticing, though, is our engagement is surpassing our sign up, like our team sign up growth. So, for instance, we grew about a third, about 33-35% as far as our team sign up, but our number of bucks entered, you know, it grew by 50%. So that's telling us not only are we getting more teams signed up, we're getting more guys that kill and enter their deer, you know? So that's good.
And there's some really unique, special things going on in your community. So, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we represent, you know, like Come As You Are, My Tag, My Hunt, you know, everyone's at a different spot in their journey. So it's not to say that like you're measuring, you know, the total number of inches submitted by a group of three hunters. How do you like, before I get to all that, let's talk about just the framework of the contest. Like, how do I enter? What do I need to do? What does it look like? And you guys have a lot of other ways to participate throughout the year that doesn't include that. So maybe I'll kind of get some of that stuff answered along the way here.
All right. So do you have me now? Do I sound a lot better?
You do.
Sound better. Okay. So
you look better too.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm all flustered. Anyway, so we have a Facebook group, Bow Hunting League. That's like the hub of all of our communications. You can find out relevant information as far as the contests, prizes, and stuff like that. If this is something that you're interested in joining, you go to our website, bowhuntingleague.com. There's a sign up link. We've made this super simple. As we've grown over the years, we try to make it easier for the user. And that's something that we've done now. You go to the website, you input your teammates, their email addresses, boom, you're signed up. And then we do a pretty good job of posting stuff, not only on our social media, but we do emails too, because I'm sure y'all have seen it. Facebook and Instagram, they kind of throttle how many people you can interact with at a time. So I'll get a couple posts out, but it might only hit 5,000 people. and hit everyone in the group. So when we throw our emails out, we know that it's getting in the hands of everyone who signed up. So sign up with anyone. You could have family members. You could have friends. You could come on our page and pick two random people that you've never even met in your life and sign up for this contest. We try to maintain this culture and this atmosphere of having a lot of fun. Yes, it's a competition. At the end of the day, this is a competition, but we don't even make that our focal point. Our focal point is bow hunting, community, and camaraderie.
That's excellent.
I think that's a good way to sum it up, that it is camaraderie and fun. And I think that was the takeaway last year. I wouldn't say I was apprehensive about talking to you guys last year, but I was like, you know, you're a contest and a tournament and inches. And I was like, oh, I don't know. We'll see how this goes. And then at the end of it, I was like, wow, I felt invigorated and I had fun just even learning about it. And then we started participating in some of the things. I know Greg was probably more participatory than I was because he's in his basement shooting at targets all the time and tinkering down there. But there's a number of contests you guys do leading into the season and throughout the season. You know, what does some of that stuff look like?
So we're wrapping up the one shot right now. We just had our youth one shot winner, Dalton Hatley. He won the youth division. It was super competitive. I mean, these kids are just they're ringers. And what's cool is, you know, you get to see them progress into different levels of archery, because I know the guy that finished second this year, he just started shooting a bow last year. Now he's shooting tournaments and he's out every weekend, got his family. I think he's doing a lot of 4-H stuff, but that's cool. So we've got the we've got the final four going right now for the men's one shot. And it has everything from women's compound to traditional shooters to men's compound. And, you know, we adjust accordingly based off what weapon and if it's a man or a woman shooter. But like I said, we've got it going on. I mean, we have some awesome prizes for it. It is kind of like a filler between the turkey contest that we run. We also run a team turkey contest. And in between that and deer season, but it aligns perfectly with it because right now we all should be shooting our bows. You know, that's one you don't want to just shoot the week before and have issues with your equipment, then you miss opening weekend or something. You know, like you definitely want to shoot, at least through the summer to get prepared for your hunts. But that's the one shot. We have the turkey contest. We also have the elk contest. It's a team event. DA runs that one. It's growing like crazy too. And we simplify things for that one. We have simplified scoring for the elk contest. So, so guys don't have to worry about scoring their elk the more traditional way, because that can be very complicated.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Not the guy to
sounds
talk
difficult.
To. I'm glad it's simplified for us lay folk. And when do signups end? Because I know I've seen some posts like, hey, don't wait till the last minute, you know.
This is very important. So the signups close August 31st. But as y'all know, there are some states that open before August 31st. So August 31st is when the signups end. The official competition starts 1 September. However, if you sign up before, I'm going to use Tennessee as an example. They have an early velvet hunt, private land. So I think it's what, Ben, the 25th, 26th, and 27th?
Yeah, I think it's something like 24 through 26th, maybe. It's the final full weekend of August. So nice and hot that weekend.
I would imagine.
To be
eligible, you have to sign your team up before you go on that hunt, because the last thing I want is for someone to go out with three buddies, shoot, you know, 3 190s and go, oh, let's go sign up for this contest because we'll obviously win it. It's just to keep good integrity and accountability. So if you plan on hunting before 1 September, get signed up now. That way we can enter your bucks. It's just, again, it's to keep things clean. Otherwise, we just walk into a whole mess of stuff.
that's good. That's good. DA, so there's still some audio. I don't know what the hell it is, man, but it's okay. I just sent a number through our private chat. If you want to just jump off of this and call into that number, it's like a phone call. We'll still get you. I'll bring you right in. I think we'll be able to rectify that audio issue that you're having. I'll let him do that. And then I'll watch for that to come through in just a second because that'll come through our call line. And because that distracted me for just a half a second.
Yeah, I'll, you're all jacked up now. You won't be able to get back on track.
But I guess the camaraderie aspect of it, like, where are people engaging with one another? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it TikTok? Is it like, you know, Discord, or is it in person? Like, how are you bringing people together and how are you facilitating this? Because from what I've seen on Facebook, it's all positive. And when you have this many people come together in this category, as we've seen, it can get a little tumultuous. Like, you can have some ego, some, you know, Johnson measuring contests and some other things like that.
Well, no one's been slinging no one's been slinging arrows yet, but everything that I saw was really lighthearted and fun so far.
Yeah, and you know,
DA is here.
Is he back?
Yep, and he should be super clear now. Right, DA? Are you there? Unmuted. He should be here. Oh, unmute. There we go. Hey, DA.
There he is.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, buddy.
Good. Yeah, like, like y'all were saying, like, we don't have, we do have issues time to time. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are things that happen. But for the most part, it's pretty positive. I mean, the guys know that, you know, all the OGs know that we aren't going to tolerate that stuff. And if we do have somebody that creates some issues, we ask them pretty quick. And we don't really make a big stance about it or make any poster about it or anything. We have several layers of scrutiny as far as the bucks that get submitted. If we question something, you know, if we don't see, you know, the size that they claim the buck is, we'll ask for measurement picks and stuff like that. But although that happens behind the scenes, you know, our goal is to not call anybody out publicly, you know, because most of the guys are trying to do the right thing. You know, realistically, almost I could say this. I feel like all the guys are trying to do the right thing. And, you know, the worst thing we could do is to make a mistake and make somebody think we're targeting them. But that rarely happens.
Oh, shit, we lost him. Well, DA, you're here now. This is just rout with audio.
Hey, guys.
But I can hear you great. This is awesome.
It's just bad. It's bad luck day, I guess. You know what's funny is I'm talking to y'all, and I'm glad you can hear me, because my phone is glitching like I have never seen in my life.
Yeah, it sounded like you're under a government hack with all the crazy
I thought there was
noise.
A transformer taking over your phone.
Yeah. That's
exactly what it was. I started talking about Afghanistan, and everyone started listening to what I had to say.
The bugs just took charge.
It's the OKS curse, man. You're going to have a shit season now, too. I'm so sorry.
Oh, hey, no.
That's all right. I'm still going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that seems to be what it's about, man, and that's a great way to run it. And I think that what Ben was just saying, how, you know, it never feels good for anyone to be called out or to call anyone out in public in front of others. And that's a great way to do it. Just stay strong, silent type, do your work behind the scenes and take care of problems when they arise.
It's good that you guys have the wherewithal to know that that's a better way to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, look, let's take this offline. Let's figure this out. You know, because maybe you want to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, if I'm going to score a deer, which I've never done before, there's a good chance I'm going to fuck that up. and then I hope you'd be like, hey, Eric, heads up, you know, you're a couple inches off. And
you're,
I was like,
Michigan, 11 yeah, point, yeah, yeah. Doesn't score 88
yeah,
inches.
You're a couple inches off, which is, you know, why my wife married me. And then she realized, oh, shoot.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times the score mistakes, I'd say probably at least 50% are are beneficial to the guy submitting the deer. You know, they'll leave a mass measurement off, or they'll, you know, they'll just mess up, you know, they'll just, and when we'll see it like, hey, we think you need to relook at this measurement. They'll just leave a measurement off or something. We'll say, hey, you got to enter this. So, but yeah, there's a lot of things there. What's cool though. Okay. Cause like, you know, and y'all may be getting to this. I want to tell y'all, but when you start a contest and you start it with the platform we did, you know, like, hey, it's the, you know, top $3 per team. You have to hold the line in a court and award prizes to those, the top 10 teams, you know, because realistically that's how the podcast, that's how the contest is structured. And like, we want to make sure we're taking care of that top 10, right? Because those guys are, a lot of them are, you know, recurring members and, you know, they've been in the contest 3 or 4 years, you know what I'm saying? Want to kind of hold to that because it's really the fairest way to run a contest is by measuring the deer, because it's not biased against anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's literally, they can hunt wherever they want, enter what they want. But what thing we've noticed though this year is with our growth in prizes, we're able to do drawings based off just entering a buck. Okay. There's a lot of guys out there that are never going to kill a Pope and Young deer. Okay. But at the same time, like, they can have a passion that matches a guy that shoots 160s, 170s every year, right? We know this. Y'all know this because y'all talk to him every week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What we've noticed, though, is it gives us an opportunity, and especially with the sponsors and stuff, it gives us an opportunity to do general drawings. So, like, this year, Brian Chapman, Okieland Pro Shop in Oklahoma, has thrown in a – Matthews V3X, okay, the brand new flagship that Matthews just dropped, to a buck, and we're just going to draw one buck out of all the bucks that get entered. We're just going to do a randomized drawing, bam. So the guy, you know, it may be a guy that kills a 115-inch 8-pointer, he wins a brand new buck. And, yeah, and that's what we've been focusing on, because we, you know, once you get the podcast, you know, I keep saying podcast. Once you get the deer contest, I do that. When I get on these podcasts, I'm like, podcast, podcast, podcast. But like, once you get it, you know, that top 10 filled and set up the way you want it, then you can say, and then you just, all the kinds of people come out and say, hey, we want to sponsor. And then we say, well, the top 10 is set. So now we can work off of that, you know. And we've got, like, for instance, we've got Bo's going to the top women's team this year. It's through Route 66 Outdoors in Pennsylvania. So they're gonna, the top female team is going to win 3 brand new Hoyt Eclipse bows. So, you know, who's doing that? I don't know of another contest or anything out there that's specifically calling out and saying, hey, we're going to award to the top female team of anything. Is there? Like, I don't think there is.
Nope.
Maybe in fishing, but maybe.
Yeah, maybe fishing or something, you know. But, like, as far as this goes, we made it a point to really target that and try to grow.
Hey, this might be self-serving, but I think you know, your prize packages keep growing. I think next year you award the best prize to, like, the biggest six-pointer. Just whoever shot the biggest six-pointer. I got to... Yep. Lot in my heart for six pointers. Whoever do it, I will hunt down the biggest six, well, baddest that, six pointer
that
in the country.
Me think of, like, you know, in dice, you could either get, you know, funky. Like, what is the game? Craps. You could roll like your odds, your evens. You could do your typical, your non-typical. You know,
there's a lot. Like, of there's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. You
and,
know.
And just a question on your scoring. You guys are doing gross score, I would imagine.
Yep.
We are awesome. Doing gross score. Yep. Yeah,
that's
yep.
Perfect.
And to your point with the 6 points, I don't remember who it was, but someone brought up a really good idea. So we're going to keep growing, and we're going to have a lot of cool data coming in. So why not make almost like a little history book, like biggest 6 point entered,
heck,
you know,
yeah.
Most, you know, biggest typical buck, biggest non-typical. That way, you know, you've got the annual contest going, but over here on the side, you could be the hero because you shot 140-inch 6-point, and your name will live on forever. So
hell
go
yeah.
ahead and do that. And that way, we'll throw your name in the history
saying
book.
There's a chance.
That is fun because you're adding more ways, like you said, for sponsorships, but also for participants. You know, you're covering both ends of, or two sides of the coin. Like, I'm happy that now, wow, look at what just, look at what I get to enter now. Like, how exciting.
Heck yeah.
Now I have a better chance, because maybe, like, I think I just put a, did I say this on Facebook or post something? I don't know. I can't keep up. But somewhere I said something like, look, I have a career, a family, a side hustle, all of this stuff happening. I'm lucky if I get a handful of days to hunt. And we all know it takes more than a handful of days to kill a mature whitetail. So my, I have to live in reality. Like, I just, the reality is I'm probably not going to get a huge deer, because it just takes more dedication than I can spare right now. So if I do have the opportunity to kill something that, like, a something, right, a buck, then I entered, great. And if it's something of, like, some cool caliber, like, oh, the most symmetrical, you know, typical, or the wackiest non-typical, or what have you, I don't know how you would, like, actually, you know, measure that kind of stuff. But now I have all the ways that I can participate, and that's exciting.
It kind of brings back the old deer camp photo albums. Like, when I go up to the cabin, I still, every time I go up there, I grab the old printed out photo albums and flip through the bucks from over the years. And I think that's a great idea to do digitally. You know, everybody can see it.
Yeah. You can even do, like, we're doing, we're putting together a book of all of the OKS Hunter moments that people have shared with us. You could put together a book of all of the, you know, the, the best six, not even the best, but, like, you could do 2, 4, 6, 8, you know, or whatever, all the way through, you know, like, that's a Gear Cam coffee table book right there.
If you're looking for an authentically gritty podcast about the lost art of trapping and the woodsmanship that goes into it, check out the OKS Trapper podcast on the OKS Podcast Network, hosted by Zach Hansen, the author of Turning Feral, A Modern Journey of Hunting, Trapping, and Living Intentionally in the Wilderness. You can find it on Spotify by searching OKS Trapper, or by visiting OKSHunter.com and looking at our podcast network lineup.
You know, this isn't to take us off course. I'm so glad that you, so I understand your amount of work that you're putting in. Like, you're talking about, like, the family, your main job, the side hustle, trying to sustain, like, friendships and, like, doing normal things. Like, I think sometimes people forget that, like, we're trying to add value to people, and it's, you know, we're doing it because we love them. And you know, I've learned along the way, and I'm sure y'all have, is you can't make everyone happy. So at the end of the day, this is a contest about killing big bucks. And that can put some people off. Like, I live in Massachusetts. I'm never going to kill a big buck. Why would I enter this? So then we put in, you know, hey, if you enter a deer, you're put in for a contest. You know, thinking like, hey, we'll be able to cover them too. Well, then it's not enough and stuff like that. So I just hope that your listeners understand how much hard work you guys put in for them, because it takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And for y'all to put out amazing content, it's from love, you know, and you're always trying to fine tune and get better for them. And I hope they understand that, because Ben and I, probably similar to y'all, we burn the candle at every single end that you can possibly imagine.
There's like four wicks on this MF. It's like that. It's like that. What's that movie with Seth Rogen? Where they're running from the cops the whole time because they saw.
Yeah,
he's got that four way you know, joint. You can light it from four directions.
Yeah,
Pineapple Express. Except it's not a joint. It's just. I don't even know. It's a fucking time bomb.
It's your life.
What's cool, though, is, you know, we recognize quickly, like, hey, a guy in Tennessee, you know, a team in Tennessee or Georgia or something like that's never going to win the contest, right, unless they go out of Georgia. Unless, or they may have like some premium properties around Atlanta or something, if we do have a famous team sign up or something. But anyway, what I'm saying is we recognize that. So we said, hey, we need an award per state, you know, top buck per state, you know, because realistically, anybody hunting in said state has the opportunity to kill the top buck in the state. And so, you know, we have 38 states sponsored by taxidermists. So that's free shoulder mounts. I mean, that's, you know, what's a shoulder mount cost? $750.
I'll tell you what, mine was more than I probably should have afforded.
Those,
I'll tell you,
European,
that.
Yeah.
Don't look so bad.
That old stainless steel bucket.
I hope it looks really good for good. I want to preserve that first memory there of that one. But boy, that was a hefty price tag. Woof.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and like, you know, we have prizes from like Zinger Fletches, Taggett Decals, Big Frig. You know, we have like, you know, you have like a $1,000 package going to everybody that kills a big buck.
I mean, we got. I think we're going to sponsor the smallest buck, right? There's something going on here.
Yeah, okay. we're going to figure something out. Oh, man.
There's a brand on here.
Yeah, maybe the team that enters three bucks but has the lowest score or something.
Ooh, there we
that
go.
Would be kind of cool. I thought about that. Yeah.
That's pretty okay.
So, yeah.
The golfing of the contest. The lowest score.
Something to shoot for. But, yeah. You know, but we were thinking about that and I was, you know, I was kind of thinking about some of the bucks that got entered last year and who won what award and all this stuff. So you think Iowa, okay? Iowa's got giant deer, right? And we have a lot. We have hundreds of competitors from Iowa and guys that travel to Iowa to hunt, you know, that are in the contest. Well, the buck that won Iowa last year was killed on public ground by Rendell Eric, okay?
He's up on the deck for our show.
Yeah. Very, you know, in our circles, you know, probably not, I don't know, like, you know, in the bow hunting circles, you know, we're all kind of watching and talking to each other and stuff. He's a pretty well-known guy. He kills big deer all the time. But the thing is, he still did it on public land, and I was thinking, you know, that is the perfect example of what we have going on. You don't ever know somebody. You don't ever know somebody's story or where this deer came from. And I was thinking, like, I was looking at our top 10 bucks. You know, they're all over 200 inches, right? The top one, Matt Brunswick, killed the buck on a very small property. Lots of pressure, tons of pressure all around him. People are posting this picture of this deer on Facebook walking down the damn road and shit. And like, you know, that's a very very normal guy, just regular dude that got lucky and got on that deer. You know, Joey Craver, he's in Kentucky. Regular old dude, you know, just got it. He's got a place to hunt, you know, kind of thing for Mission Farm. Shoots like a 207, you know what I'm saying? And like, the thing is, like, we get just absolutely covered up with commercialized hunting and you know, just all these things, all these products and all the outfitters and just everything, right? And we are fair to realize that a lot of these big deer are killed by regular dudes and, you know, people that aren't on like super managed properties. And that's what's cool about our contest and stuff, because that's really, I mean, that's almost all we see. I don't know if we've ever had like a mega giant killed with an outfitter or by some millionaire or anything, you know?
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance, baby.
Man, well, there's a chance.
Yeah, you're talking about 200 inch deer. Like, we're talking, if I see a 200 inch deer, I'm going to take a 200 inch shit out of my tailpipe. Because
thanks for that.
Yeah.
Drop a zero. Eric's looking for a 20 this year.
I mean, yeah. Of course, most things are going to make me happy. And actually, you know what's funny? There was some social commentary going on a local page, the Wisconsin Rut Report, which for a local page, I think they have like, what, 36,000 people or something
there's
like that?
There's a fair amount of them, yeah.
Maybe there's 40, more.
Yeah.
It's 40. It's 40.
It's a lot. That being said, they put out a photo of like, you know, a spike buck in velvet next to like a pretty wide, I don't know, 10 point, a big deer, yeah, right? Taller, big deer. Bigger deer.
Yep.
And most of the comments were people saying like, look, here's the deal. Listen, I'm looking at Greg because of that guy. I need to fill my freezer this year. Like, inflation is no effing joke. Grocery prices and meat prices are through the frickin' roof. Freezers are emptying up a lot faster.
Yeah, there's your freezer buck right there.
Yeah, the meat buck. So it's like, you know, maybe you take the big one with the bow for the challenge, and then you go out with the gun and you get the little guy. So like in that photo, I'm taking both of them, just different tactics. But I'm like, look, I'll probably mess up the shot on the big boy and I'll be defaulting to the little guy, because that's just the way that it goes. It's not, you know, it's not always guaranteed when the arrow leaves that, you know, that string. You're, you know, once it's off the string, it's like anybody's guess what the hell's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that
and so the cool thing, you know, Ben was talking about 200-inch deer and everything, but the one thing that I love, and it's always like that, like, little heartwarming thing, is throughout the season, even if you don't want to join the league and be part of the competition, watch the page, because someone will post their first deer, their 100th deer, a 50-inch deer, a 252-inch deer, and every single post is getting tons and tons of positive engagement. It doesn't awesome. Matter. You know, at the end of the day, again, I keep saying, like, cool, it's a contest. But throughout the year, it's not that. It's about loving on people. It's about having that camaraderie and just sharing good times. Kind of like you guys were saying, like, that hunting camp feel, or we were talking about it a couple of days ago. I don't know if y'all ever experienced, like, check-in stations.
Yep.
Where you're just waiting around and someone pulls up with a buck and you just sit there and you talk about it. Tell me about the hunt. Tell me about, you know, let's get the gripping grin. This is awesome. That's what we're able to do, but on a digital version, and we love it.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of Wisconsin. They've gone away.
That was my favorite part.
Yep.
The shell and tell check-in station. You'd hang out there and just watch kids with their first.
You go in, you go buy your meat sticks, you chomp on those, and you go back on the parking lot, you shoot the breeze with everybody rolling in, rolling out, and doing their business.
That's right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we did it every year. They had a little place to eat in the back. It was a barbecue joint, gas station thing, and everybody would, you know, when you get done hunting, if you didn't kill something, you'd be out of the woods quicker than everybody else. So you go there for breakfast and you just watch the deer roll in. And
that's funny. So one thing that I noticed, and you're gonna have to tell me more because I'm just not totally up to speed here, which is like the point of having you on, which I think is great, is the teaching others to get deer and kill bucks. What are you doing with that? What's going on? Because we were at this event last week and we talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show, but there's a number of different events going on with the local DNR and some other outfits and companies now where it's like learn to hunt and train to hunt and like literally, you know, how to teach people to get into this stuff. So what have I seen coming from you guys about that stuff?
So I would say where we're at right now, we don't have a course or anything, but we have a network. I would boast that for bow hunting specifically, whether you are new or seasoned, we're able to provide an area. Someone made fun of this before, a safe place to come in.
We've been called the participation award of hunting, which is, you know, comical actually, but you know, I got you.
Yeah. So it's that honest place where you can actually reach out and find a mentor. You know, we've got people who are posting consistent kills. You might see, hey, they're only an hour away from me, and you can reach out. Hey, do you mind if I buy you a beer, a cup of coffee? Maybe you can come walk this private with me, this public with me. And like, we've got guys who are meeting up solely to do stuff like that. We have people trading hunts. We have people, I know a few who have gone to other people's properties and walked it with them and say, hey, I'd set up a tree stand here. I'd put a camera here. And again, it's just that little educational hit on a micro level. So from a macro level, we provide the platform for people to network, but on the micro level, we're able to get soft engagement specifically with individuals to help them grow.
That's good.
Heck yeah.
Pretty cool. You should.
And just like, you know, if we had like a course or something, you know, that course is super informational for that weekend or whatever. But if you don't use the stuff and you don't revisit what you learned, you're going to forget it, right? So what I've seen is like what DA was saying, we're having a lot of guys come in and say, hey, you know, I've been bow hunting 2 years. I haven't killed a buck yet, but I'd like to sign up for the contest. So what they do is they go on there and post in the recruitment thread, two other guys immediately, yeah, I hunt, you know, I've killed a couple deer, but I never killed anything big. And then there's another guy that'll say, hey, I'm from Vermont. I've never seen a buck or something like that. So what they do is they all get on a team, okay? So they have this very small group, right? And they're reflecting, you know, bouncing ideas off each other as the season goes and stuff. And what I think is they learn together, you know? And if they do have more success and kill some deer, and a lot of times they have to travel to do that, you know, we're a product of our environment, right? Like you can't just expect to shoot Boone and Crockett's every year if you're living smack dab in a national forest that's 100%, you know, oaks, you know what I'm saying, big timber. Saying that, but that's probably what we provide is that networking environment and, you know, the opportunity for you to have two other guys you check in with throughout the season, like, hey, this is what I've got going on. Real small group type things.
I think what DA said, like that network and like what you just said, Ben, but like the network outside of your team, even like for younger guys or people just starting who aren't young, like you can see what people are posting and who kind of relates, you know, you relate to and how they hunt, mm-hmm. what they're hunting. And you can pick and choose through all of your members that are doing this. Say, hey, this guy seems to do what I want to do. Like reach out to that person. You can pick and choose kind of your mentorship. I know I've done that on social media and like reached out, send messages to people who I'm like, hey, what that guy's doing, I want to do that. You reach out and you can kind of pick and choose what you want to learn right. from, which is mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah, yep. Like if you learn about rubs, you're going to call Derek.
I'm the rub guy.
The rub guy.
Oh my God. Guy. I got a new shirt for you. Rub one. The freaking rub just right there. Yeah. Someone can take that, please. I can't be rubbing one out.
You'll be an illustrator.
Give me an idea over the weekend tonight. Too. And I got
to wake up
you.
At 2 a.m. all sweating and hot and bothered. All that,
look at that design, guys.
We'll do something at 3:30.
I send these guys shit all the time.
Phone
so
will
bad.
Blow up.
Mm. It's like a Doc from freaking Back to the Future. I got one, Marty. Scare the shit like Kramer walking into the door on Seinfeld, you know. Derek.
You slam through that door with a rub one out shirt on. I'm interested.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I do have the number on the screen. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 262-757-4122. We do take live calls. If someone wants to call in, if you have a question for these folks, if you have some commentary about if you participated or whatever, the phone lines are open. They're hot.
Yeah, Oak Tree Dreams, if you're still on there, are you participating this year? I guess I'm signed up. Eric signed me up.
Yeah, you were
fine. Derek didn't even know what was going on.
I didn't even know this was a thing. And all of a sudden, Eric's like, hey, you're on the team. I'm like, what team?
Yeah, I catfished your picture and everything, man.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Last year it was you, me, and
Tyler. Right? Yeah. And none of us, well, you got a deer. Did you? You didn't enter it, though.
No, it was. I didn't see a point in it. I did.
Let me make a plug on that. I'm a numbers nerd. Like, I just live for numbers because numbers don't lie. Enter your bucks because I want to be able to say, look, the league got 100,000 inches this year. Again, I like metrics and to show that we're growing and stuff like that. That's why we had to come up with another contest to, you know, give people initiative to enter their bucks.
Well, you would have another 99 inches.
I think
maybe.
It's so cool.
The only pain in the ass of it is trying to find someone to measure it and the jack around factor of that. So.
Bring it here. I'll measure anything.
Yeah. I'm assuming through your platform, if I were to be like, look, folks, I got one, but F at all, I can't measure this thing to save my life. Like,
do you measure from under or above?
Oh, wow. You got to shave the bush first.
Whatever one's bigger.
Here we go.
Wow.
And then, though, I would say, like, is there? I'm assuming you guys know
Dick
folks
jokes
that could
are
help.
Flying.
Johnson's.
We do. So, Ben, you want to take that one on who helps out?
Yeah. So, there's a couple things there. First off, we have 100% free scoring from the Buckmaster scorers. We have a list, so you know there's one reasonably close to about everyone. But let's say it's a deer that you're not planning on entering into Buckmasters or something like that. We have a video that's on top of the page, and we have some guys that you can call if you have questions about scoring. But we actually have a how-to video posted on the group. It's very basic, like, hey, this is how you measure a tine. Once you see, there's really three things that you have to learn how to do. You have to learn how to do your mass measurements, measure your tines, and then measure your width, and then you're done. I mean, there's, you know, it's pretty simple, and just making sure you fill in the score sheet correctly and measure the places you need to. But yeah, it's not as complicated, but especially if you haven't done it before, it can be a little bit intimidating. But like I said, and don't let it take. Main thing is don't let it take away from that deer. I mean, I killed a midget buck in Oklahoma this year or last year. And It was a pretty funny story, but that deer went 105 inches. I entered it just the same as I did my 149 I killed in Tennessee. You know, so it's yeah, they all get entered, and we need all of them. And you know, and hopefully the guys that enter, you know, their deer, hopefully one of the more standard, you know, average bucks wins the bow that we're going to give away. So we have 15 bows total that we're giving away this year, though.
If a 207 wins it, I'm coming after you, Ben.
I'll make y'all a promise. If we do have like a 200 inch deer that wins that, I'll do an extra drawing, for some swag or something. Yeah.
That's another thing. You could almost do like some sort of raffle on, like, when people are calling like over under on football games. Like I predict the score is going to end in numbers. Like I predict that the winning buck will be 212 inches, right? And if someone gets that, or a couple people, then they divide up the pot. You know, that's there's so many ways you could slice this thing to
increase
fun. You guys
are going
to
be the Vegas of deer hunting before you know.
Yeah. What's the other? There's another tournament out there though. What's it called? Quest or something? How do you like? Who are those guys? What are they doing? I don't know them well enough to know the difference.
So it's two man teams. I play in that one too. It's two man teams, and but it does cost to enter that one. But yeah, I get in, and it's specific states too. It's not nationwide or anything. But yeah, I've been in that one a couple of years, and I hadn't won anything. Just been throwing my money in there.
It's like fan. I don't forget. There's like a couple of those, like for NFL games and all that jazz. Fandango or I don't freaking know what they're called anymore.
Yeah, there's some things we can do. And I think, you know, the most important thing for us right now is making sure we execute what we have going on. You know, like as we grow and stuff, things are going to change. You know, just like anytime you scale up, you know, you have to make sure, you know, you're executing for on all sides. But yeah, things will, you know, we'll have other opportunities and stuff as things go. As we grow,
manage so much. Like maybe you want to enter in this or like do this new thing or nuanced idea, but you can only handle so much at a time before you can kind of, like you said, scale to that next level to then do the next thing. Like we're dealing that with products right now. It's like, well, we want to do your 20 new products, but we can only handle so much. We got to walk free, can run kind of thing, you know? So I totally understand that modality. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
For you guys. I don't know what I was going to say. I have all these ideas for you guys. I want to talk to you guys more about
it. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. What's your wrap up date? Cause I mean, different states have different seasons to go late archery into end of January. What's the wrap up date?
I think we're February 20th or somewhere.
Did you guys say the same? I hope.
Yep. Late February.
All right.
Yeah, because Alabama runs until like February 10th, I think it did last year, and then you know Ohio's open through like February 2nd or something like that. So we want to make sure everybody can enter the deer. You know,
heck yeah,
that's exciting. So lots of and you guys are making your rounds on podcasts and you're getting the word out there. So let's just remind everybody, hey, where can they go to sign up? What information do they need? What are the limitations and what is the deadline?
So you go to bowhuntinglead.com. Everything's done through the website. Simple, click on the box. You need your team name, the name of your team members. So it's yourself and two team members, and you need everybody's email address. That's all you need. And the email is for communication. We don't sell those or anything like that. It's strictly communication for the Bow Hunting League. Our buck entry process is a little more professional this year. It's all through the website also. So you don't have to have social media. We are on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook, and also Go Wild. But you can communicate through those channels. If you want to communicate, with us, you can meet people associated with the league or members in the Facebook group or on, you know, in our Go Wild channels. Like I said, you can, you don't have to have social media. You know, a lot of guys, I'm seeing a lot of people at one of the most common questions. There's two very common questions I get asked. Do I have to have, do my team members need to be from the same state? No, you can have team members from any state. And then my, you know, I get asked all the time, my dad doesn't have Facebook. Can he be on my team? And I just tell him, like, look, a lot of communications go through social media, but there is not a social media requirement for anyone in this contest. So we are 100% independent from all social media. So you just sign up on the website and get entered. And I think we have, well, what did Dan say? We had 616 teams signed up already.
Yeah, I checked before we popped on. We're at 620.
620. Yeah, grew four more. Grew four more since I talked to him earlier. Yeah,
620 teams.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. So that's 1800 and
that's
what's that? 1860 guys. Yeah.
Holy crap, you guys!
Yeah, these are real people, man. These are all guys like us, man. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this is going to be a very hard thing to stop. You know, like we are. It's kind of rolling now, and it's doing our thing, you know, like it's full of guys like y'all, you know, and I think it's cool because your listeners and stuff, y'all can talk, you know, they can tell you they signed up and like, hey, you know, and it's, you know, y'all are gonna be hunting and stuff too. And it's all in fun, but they can say, hey, beat OKS Hunter this year, you know, put a little check mark by it, you know, or whatever, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, we're all about you know the you know, for us the memories are greater than the inches.
Absolutely,
at least as far as a measurement tool, you know, and that's to say that like it doesn't matter if it's a you know the Wisconsin 11 point so to speak or the 207 point or 207 inches of bone that you're going to see your antler, and the memories that you get from either one of those deer are going to far outweigh inches over time. You're always going to have that memory, especially if you hang on a wall. But boy, oh boy, you start measuring loins, inches of those, and that's it. The memory there is good in the frying pan, and you can't tell me you can taste the difference between a young buck or an old buck. People said they can.
Yeah, you can.
You know what? Right now, we talked about inflation being a problem, and filling your freezers is a number one goal. Like the fact that you have ways to do that, you know, to accommodate for all the different variables of if you got a buck or this type of buck or what have you is pretty cool, because then it does speak to our audience a little bit better than if we're like, if you didn't kill a 200 inch, you ain't good enough kind of thing. You know, and I'll add that, you know, we often say, of course we fucking want a 200 inch deer. Like, I want that. Don't be confused. But we'll also be the first to say it's your tag and it's your hunt. If that's what you're doing, that's great, because everyone's at, as Derek pointed out in his presentation over the weekend, how many, five stages of the hunting journey, right?
Yep.
What are they,
Mr.
Teacher?
Oh my gosh! Number one,
put him on the spot.
Number one was kill a deer. Number two was the limit of deer. You shoot as many as you can.
Yeah.
Number three was trophy deer. Looking for trophy deer. Number four is the method, how you take the deer.
Yep.
And then number five is the all-encompassing. You are a sportsman. You are in it.
That's my uncle that's now doing photography of wildlife when he's out, because he killed the biggest deer you could ever see.
The kill doesn't interest you. You'd rather somebody else kill. You just want to be there for the experience.
Yep. So that being said, the journey is really unique to all. So whether you're on your first hunt, your last hunt, and hopefully we don't know it's your last hunt, right? Like, unless you're making plans. But there's a spectrum there that you guys are accommodating. And I think that is special. And the fun that can be had within that spectrum is where I think this is a really neat platform, which is why I'm glad to talk to y'all.
And we didn't say anything about the new contest, did we,
all right,
DA?
Let's hear it.
Do you know what I'm talking about, DA?
It's so new.
I was driving 150 miles an hour.
So, to one of the comments, DA's got seven side hustles. Let's hear it.
So we brought back a doe contest.
I was going to ask if you guys were doing.
This was through my head the whole time.
Is it a freezer queen or a slick back, or what are you calling it?
Yeah, we're calling it King of Queens.
Nice.
Yes. Explain it.
So it's literally the number of does you kill for the year.
Holy
nothing to do. Yeah, nothing. It's going to get ridiculous, just like everything else we do.
Did you see what Spartan Forge and all of them did last season with stacking those does?
No, I didn't see that.
Duck picture, but with deer
on the tailgate of it.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was like a picture for the ages, honestly. I've never seen that done that way.
Yeah. Yeah, me and you know, I didn't get to jump in on it last year, but I mean, we've got a couple places we do end of the season doe hunts, and we'll all end up tagging out, you know, and you can kill three a day in Tennessee, and we'll all kill three in one morning. We've got a couple places that they just kind of, they kind of pile into, you know, that herd, you know, how they herd up in the winter. And this is like, we always do late season. We'll all just sit strategically around it. And once you start shooting them, you're not chasing them. So like you shoot them and then they'll kind of like hustle up and kind of get out of there a little bit and they'll start walking and walk by another guy and he shoots one. And it's just, and it's all bows. I think we killed one year. I think there was five of us. We killed 13 one year. And those are our sausage queens. That's what we turn into our breakfast sausage for the year. So, nice. But the substance stuff is a real thing, guys. I mean, when you go, I mean, this is, you know, you don't buy a ribeye if you're poor, right? Right. But that is evident now. I mean, especially when they're $15 a pound. But yeah, it's a real thing. And, you know, that's something, you know, that, you know, for guys that maybe, you know, their target buck got killed by the neighbor and they're not trying to shoot a 3-year-old or something, whatever the scenario is, and they're ready to fill their freezer, by golly, they can jump in ours and we're going to have a good time and they can celebrate. And I like it because it gives you a place. Now this is only through our Facebook group because it's very lighthearted and low key and we're wanting a lot of conversation. But it gives you a place to post up that doe you're proud of. Think about all the does that get killed that never get posted. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing the King of Queens and it's literally gonna be just a kill fest. I mean, like there's gonna be blood everywhere and it's gonna be awesome. Lots of back traps.
It's funny, we're like a meme of like hunting Captain Planet. Like imagine like Hunter, Joe Hunter, Big Duck Hunter, you know, Instagram influencer, and then it's like Go Bow Hunting League.
I love that. Can you please make a shirt?
I'm gonna make a meme tonight and post it just for y'all.
What's great about the doe thing too, and we've said it before on the show, but for your younger hunters or people who are getting started, what better way at getting better at killing big bucks?
Oh my gosh.
Killed deer,
it's
right?
Everything.
Shooting does. The more you do it, the better you get.
I was talking to Cole Walbert. He's a brand new guy in the contest. He shot in the one shot this year. He's from Pennsylvania. He rode out with Wayne Gadley to the Mobile Hunters Expo to help out with the Bow Hunting League and just to have something to do that weekend, right? And he's never killed a buck with his bow. He's killed one deer with his bow or something. And I was talking to him, and there was a couple guys. We were at the film festival part. I give all the details anytime I tell a story. But anyway, we were at the film festival part, and we're sitting there with a bunch of accomplished guys. Parker McDonald's there sitting with us, and we're all talking and stuff. And he kills a lot of does and smaller bucks and stuff.
Parker doesn't know anything about kayaks or graphic design. He's great.
So we're talking and we're talking to Cole and he'd been talking about trying to get on this deer and that deer like that year. And I said, Cole, you need to shoot every deer you see this year.
Right.
I was like, if you've got a tag for said animal, shoot it. I was like, dude, just go out and have fun, kill a bunch of deer. And I was like, dude, if you know, and that's, you know, we're talking about, you know, if you want to hang on to your buck tag for some special deer, that's fine. But shoot the first three deer you see if you've got tags for them. And I was like, it'll make you so much better because a lot of guys, what they do if they don't shoot a lot of deer, they don't know when they need to shoot a buck when it comes in.
This is like 4-year-old virgins. Like they're putting the buck on a pedestal, you know?
Yeah. you've got to shoot the buck the first opportunity you get within your limits.
You
don't know when what he's going to do, you know. You've got to shoot him as soon as you get the opportunity. What first gap or hole you get in the woods, smash him, you know.
I made that mistake. I didn't give mine the map.
One of my best buddies that I kind of trained and took hunting and whatnot, you see the success other people have and you instantly wanted to hold out for a good buck. And we hunted and hunted, and I think the first three or four good bucks he had, he missed. And missed, like, some of them he got two shots at. But, like, if you have practice killing deer and you get your chance, you're going to be a freaking fumbling, bumbling mess.
Yeah.
Because you haven't done it before. You haven't gone into kill mode. You don't know what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's true.
Speaking about platforms and stuff like that, we only had a couple people do it last year, and I hope more do it this year. They would turn on live after they killed an animal to share it with the group. And like nothing beats raw, pure emotion. And again, it doesn't matter if it's a doe, a four pointer, or, you know, I think I shot a really good Florida buck last year and I almost fell out of the tree. I was so dang excited. Like you just like sharing the, you know, the opportunity with everyone.
Yeah. You call that you should just name that whenever that happens, it's called the shakes. Like when you go live with the shakes, I mean, how did you feel when you got your buck last year, Greg?
I was excited because I'd been on a few year dry spell of not shooting anything with antlers. So I kill my share of does every year, but
were you like,
nice. Oh yeah.
Was your heart palpitating? Like mine would have been.
Not terribly, but like when I was freezing. So I was freezing like crazy.
Whenever I'm cold and then I get that adrenaline shot, it gets worse.
I called Derek and talking to him, and then like I was shaking from freezing and the adrenaline rush, and the phone fell out of my hand and went tumbling down and landed in the marsh grass. And
oh hell, I can't even hold on to my phone.
For some reason, when you told me the story, I got really cold too, and I started shaking a little bit. I don't know, I must have been a cold.
Did you
spell.
Drop your phone too?
No, mine found the pocket, but I was shaking pretty good.
Yeah,
I was excited.
It was a cold, shitty day, but it made it, was a shitty day. It made it happen. Three rainstorms and two snowstorms later. So. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool thing you're doing.
Yeah. Thanks for jumping on with us earlier than normal. You know, we try to do this normally at 6 is like the scheduled time and whatever, but, DA, you're driving, you're doing some crazy shit over there. It's good to meet you. Everybody's got a lot going on per usual. So thanks for hanging out with us guys. Bowhuntingleague.com. Is that right? Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's correct.
Good deal. Well, I'm going to end the live broadcast. We'll get this published tonight. It'll hit podcast land this evening. It'll be available for everyone tomorrow. We'll tag you guys and everything. I'll go find some image views and that stuff. And, if you haven't already, go sign up. If you're listening to this, there's literally nothing to lose. First of all, it's free and it's fun. There's got to be another F I can put in there, like the three Fs of the Bowhunting League.
Fantastic.
There you go.
It's like the 5D dodgeball, right?
You can beat the OKS Hunters.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about how we can integrate ourselves into what y'all have going on over there to bring up the rear, the caboose of the whole thing. On the back side of the smaller bucks that are getting killed, like this guy. I got the spike here on the. I mean, y'all can see that little guy here, but this
there's points all over.
Got to measure how many inches do you think this guy is? This is all of like 16 inches or something.
Should we include the mohawk?
Yeah, right. A little poof of hair.
That's at least an inch.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's good shit. Well, thanks guys for tuning in. I'm gonna end the live broadcast. Everyone else that was able to stop by our live feed, thank you. And if you want to hear it again or more, appreciate you.
Thank you.
Adios.